80 years ago, the first Olympic gold medal basketball match was played. You can bet the scene back then is far different than anything you'll find now. It was all a surprise to the Americans when they arrived in Berlin back in 1936. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
The Berlin Olympics of 1936 were the first to feature basketball as a medal sport. The 14-member U.S. team had players from two top national teams, the McPherson, Kansas Globe Refiners and the Universal Studios Universalists.
When they got over to Berlin, they found out of the 14 players, you could only suit up 7 players for a contest. And so it broke pretty naturally where the California team more or less would play as a unit and then the McPherson team as a unit would also play.
Rich Hughes, author of Netting Out Basketball 1936, says the basketball organizers in Germany had different ideas on how the game should be played.
It was a one-time only made by a German sports manufacturer who specialized in, I think, barbell equipment. So this was their first and only attempt at producing a basketball. It was described as being underinflated and slippery.
The games were played outdoors on a clay tennis court. Wind affected shots, and even worse was the weather for that final game.
Canada versus U.S. was played in a driving rainstorm. That presented plenty of problems, and the final score was only U.S. 19, Canada 8. But it could be explained because they were playing in a mud pit.
The U.S. won the first Olympic basketball gold, but Germany quickly urged rule changes to the game.
It was the 1.9-meter rule, or for us in the U.S., the 6-foot-2 rule, where everybody over 6-foot-2 would be prohibited from playing in the Olympics.
Such a rule would have sidelined 9 of the U.S.'s 14 players. You can see the TV version of the story on the free My Farm TV app under the American Countryside tab. Traveling the countryside in McPherson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.